The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world, as it always is, about a week away from Super Bowl 50, Carolina Panthers, Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning has a real shot to ride out in that sunset, and Cam Newton has an ability to put himself in a completely different category. Pretty big stuff when you think about it. And I think if those aren't the storylines all weekend, or all week, I should say, then I really don't know what should be the storylines all week, to be honest with you, because a lot of good things on both sides. And we will be represented here at Sports Byline USA Radio Network all week long on Press Row. Ron Barr, Tintillating Sports will be there. So check us out all weekend long, or all week long from Super Bowl and Press Row. But got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. I have a little void in my life with no football going on all weekend long. Is this week off between the Super Bowl, between the conference championships and the Super Bowl, even healthy for us?
It's like too much, man. I don't know. I don't know what to do about it, to be honest with you. You're right. It's weird. It's like we're craving it. We're missing it. Anyways, just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Much of your life is on your computer. What if your digital files vanished forever? It happens to families and businesses every day. Viruses, hackers, human error, anything can happen. That's why you need Carbonite Cloud Backup. Carbonite automatically backs up photos, music, spreadsheets, all kinds of files, and it makes it easy to restore them. Start a free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code MUSIC to get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code MUSIC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever. Check Sunday's newspaper for a coupon.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Like I said, all week long from Press Row, we will be represented here at Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Ron Barr and Tintillating Sports will be there all week long, so be sure to check us out. Don't want to miss it, man. If you don't know, you should know that all week is just, it's craziness at the Super Bowl. And Jeff, I don't, you know, you asked me where I wanted to go. I guess we will start there. Just think about all the craziness, all the crazy questions that are going to be coming for these guys. It's kind of more of a circus than anything, man.
Yeah, I am 100% in agreement there. But, you know, it's fun for the host city, you know, and the host city is not necessarily where the game is played, but that major market nearby, we know it all too well. We've had a couple Super Bowls here over the last 7-8 years in Glendale, Arizona. But as you know, the party scene is in downtown Phoenix. And, you know, in reality, the high-profile names all go to Scottsdale, so Scottsdale plays a role as a host city as well, and I imagine that's going on in San Jose, San Francisco, with the Super Bowl being played in Santa Clara on February 7th.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, it's something that brings in a lot of money, obviously. We know that, and like you said, we've been lucky and fortunate in that sense, and not necessarily us, but the state of Arizona.
Well, let me ask you,
Phoenix. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, you're a red carpet, green room kind of guy. You're around the comedy clubs and whatnot. You know, do you ever soak up that Super Bowl atmosphere and you know, rub elbows with the people you usually rub elbows with on Friday and Saturday nights?
Yeah, I mean, look. Bottom line is, yes, I've been somewhat fortunate to have met tons of superstars, celebrities. I don't even know how many at this point.
And we have, you know, plenty on the show here too.
No, and you know, sometimes, you know, you kind of just count your blessings, to be honest with you, Jeff, and all those things can easily be taken away. So truth be told, I just, I'm enjoying every moment of it. You're right. You know, we have guys stop by on a regular, Justin McKinney, a guy who's all over the map for us. We've had Alex Raimundo, a guy that I like to call my friend, to be honest with you. Monique Marvez, another big-time person in the comedy game. So, yeah, no, we definitely get out there. And to be honest with you, I actually prefer talking to those people more so than sports people a lot of times, because truth be told, comedians have had a lot of struggles, and they've slept in their car a lot from city to city and town to town. And you know what? They're kind of like a real person, if that makes sense. And a lot of these athletes are more difficult to get access to. But truth be told, we love talking to all of them. We welcome all of them, and we definitely try to get all those types of people, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Talent for the you know, just having talent in general, it translates a lot. And a lot of it starts with sports. I heard an interesting feature. They were talking about, you know, some of these rock stars that at, you know, at 15, they realized the sports thing's not going to happen. They were the star shortstop in Little League. You know, the game evens out, athletics catch up, and you can't play at a high level just because of the numbers game. But, you know, these people pick up a guitar and they take it over, and, you know, or they grab the mic and they tell jokes, and, you know, you really appreciate the art of entertainment, whether it is sports or comedy or music or just, you know, or just the talk game like you and I do each and every Sunday here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, you got to pick your poison, man, and you got to be really good at it, and you might as well just work your butt off at it. So, truth be told, you know, the Super Bowl is a huge event. These guys have done something that we've dreamed about doing when we were kids, and they dreamt about it as kids too, and now it's becoming a reality. And you know what? There's something really cool about that, to be honest with you. And you know what? Just suck it up and enjoy this whole week, because truth be told, football's gone after this for a while, and we're going to miss it. So enjoy it. Really enjoy it. Even if it's not your team. You know, my Green Bay Packers aren't there. Your Cleveland Browns sure as hell aren't there. So truth be told, man, we're just out there. We're enjoying it. We're sucking up the moments. And I'm just looking for an unbelievable football game with two guys that have – a real good opportunity to solidify a lot of things about who they are as people, as leaders, as men. So I'm really excited about the opportunity for Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. Let's not forget, he's got 53 other guys or however many out there with him, 70, something like that, probably after everything's said and done. And the same thing for Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning. I mean, I really cannot think of a better story for Peyton Manning. The guy didn't play a lot this year. He comes in relief. You know, Brock Osweiler did a great job throughout the year, but now Peyton Manning can come in and kind of be like the silent closer late in the night. I think there's just something really special about it, Jeff.
Yeah, what a strange season. You know, when these teams were like both like 4-0, 5-0, and there were about that, you know, three or four other teams that were also undefeated going into October. You looked at Carolina, they weren't even looked at as the best team in their division. I think everybody had, you know, gave Atlanta the leg up there. Denver, you know, they had their warts. They were flawed, but they were 4-0, 5-0, you know, and they kept it going all season long. And, you know, they both end up in the big game. And it's an interesting story either way, because, you know, you almost just root for Cam Newton to root against his harsh critics. You know, am I onto something there? I don't even think it's a race issue anymore. I just think that he can be obnoxious. There's people that certainly want to include the color of his skin in his whole, when they're criticizing his entire shtick. But at the end of the day, the guy is just a fantastic football player. He makes the game fun for his fans, his teammates, and even the people that present the game to you. So, I think that Manning going out with a victory would obviously be a storytale ending. But, there's something good to the and dynamic to the story if Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers pull it off. And it is a very, very complete team. I mean, you can't even just name one guy from their defense, because you name Kuechly, you're neglecting how good Norman plays, how good Kawan Short is up front, how good that acquisition of Jared Allen was on the defensive side of the ball, and how they've really done it kind of under, they've been a playoff team the last couple of years. So it's not like they're coming out of nowhere, but they're still coming out of nowhere, if you get my drift.
I absolutely get your drift. And you know what? I'm a super Cam fan. I'll be honest with you, man. I have just really grown to love and appreciate everything that you talked about. This guy really loves the game of football, and you can see it. He plays it like a kid in the backyard. There's something very, very special, something unique about this guy. He's a leader. He's a man among boys. There's just so much good about this guy, at least from the surface. I don't claim to know Cam Newton. I don't spend any time with Cam Newton, but I do see Cam Newton in the limelight a lot, and I'm impressed. I think the guy handles himself very well, better than well, excellent, if you will. And I think he loves kids. I love the way that he goes and searches out for a kid to give him a ball. I think that is so cool, man. He doesn't care about keeping that ball. A lot of guys keep the ball when they score. Cam Newton is out there giving it to somebody who comes to the game to see him play. There's something really cool about that, Jeff. And there's something that a lot of guys out there are missing by this guy. You know, instead of hating, congratulate this guy. He's special. He's unique. And he's one of a kind, man. He's awesome. I love this guy. I really do. I'm becoming more and more of a Cam Newton fan every single day.
Yeah, and on a personal level, Dorf, I'm going to admit, I'm going to come forward and say that I'm one of those people that took a long time to come around on Cam Newton. But if you really think about it, his last infraction, his last transgression was before he even got to Auburn. You know, and that whole scandal, you know, and I said, you know, I committed to this a couple months ago that I'm going to drop the Scam Newton moniker. I don't think it fits. I don't think that it was ever appropriate. And I think that like many foolish people out there, I ran with the hype that, you know, he was bought by Auburn. You know, and, you know, there's SEC politics and everything around Newton's dirty. But, you know, you think about it, you know, how do you punish Cam Newton for money that his dad asked for and didn't receive, or the school that didn't give it to him? I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with Cam Newton, and there hasn't been for a very long time.
Yeah, and finally now he's reaping the benefits of great play. The Carolina Panthers had an unbelievable season, like you were talking about. Denver had a great season. At the end of the day, I'm really happy with this matchup, to be honest with you. It's an awesome matchup. Two of the better defenses. Two of the better quarterbacks. Peyton obviously on his way out, but Cam really coming up. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back with John Poulter, our professor of sports on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved. I haven't done this yet. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Tons of things going on in the sports world. Again, we will be represented, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, all week long at the Super Bowl, on Press Row, Ron Barr, Tinderlating Sports will be there, so be sure to check us out. We will have the action from the Super Bowl for sure. Now let's welcome in our next, well, let's call him a tag team partner in crime. I mean, none other than John Poulter is joining Jeff Rich and Andy Dorf right now. John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing real well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints, man. I know we talk to you about hockey and baseball a lot of the time, but with what's happening here in about a week or so with the Super Bowl, just kind of wanted to ask you, we'll start here and we'll see where we go with this. What do you think of the Super Bowl, first of all, and second of all, what kind of an impact do you think it has globally?
Well, I think it has a huge impact globally. It's one, you know, it's obviously the biggest sporting event in the U.S., which is one of the primary countries in terms of sporting events throughout the world. And in this day and age of worldwide media, where you can watch an event live in any country in the world, regardless of where you are, I guess politics excluded, it's a huge event. I think even in the States now, it's become a huger event than the World Series. And 30 years ago or 50 years ago, when they even go back that far, when the Super Bowl started, I don't think you would have found many Americans, specifically and North Americans generally, who would have ever thought that something would have supplanted the World Series in terms of the biggest national sporting event. But It's got to that point. It's an event now as opposed to a game. I don't like this two-week build-up. You guys touched on it a little earlier in the show. I'd kind of like to see it be the week after the conference finals. I know that that would be bad for the NFL in terms of the hype and the lead-up, but as a fan, and I think certainly for the teams, it would be better if it was played the following week.
Hey, John, you know, I think we've done away with that week sometime. You know, I've been watching the Super Bowl for about 30 years, going back to 1986 when the Bears defeated the Patriots 46-10 in New Orleans. You know, the Bears arguably one of the greater teams of all time. But, you know, if I could step out of my football crazy skin for just a second and play devil's advocate on this, you have the World Cup final, which features the, you know, the finest athletes in the world on a, you know, on a global basis. In a game that's played once every 4 years, how does a game, a once every 4 years event like the World Cup final stack up against the Super Bowl, which is played annually?
Well, I think that's what makes it different, and it's sort of an apples and oranges discussion, Jeff, or comparison, because the Soccer World Cup is a whole bunch of nations. 32 teams actually get to the finals, but there's hundreds actually start out in the preliminaries, which takes almost the whole 4 years to whittle it down to the 32 that actually make it to the final tournament. It is only held every 4 years, as you mentioned. It is a global game, and at one time it was probably very much more a global game than the NFL was. Certainly in terms of the game being played, soccer is still a more global game than American football. But in this day and age of TV, if you're an NFL fan and you live in Western Europe or you live in North Africa or you live in Australia, you can watch a game probably as easy as the three of us can by flipping on a switch. It's just at a different time of day. So I think it's an apples and oranges comparison, but certainly in terms of interest, it's very much the same. And I think what happens in the Soccer World Cup is that primarily you've got a 2 to 3 week build up from the first game of the tournament to the final, and nine times out of ten you could probably pick the last two or three, maybe four teams in the World Cup. You look at the start of the World Cup tournament and you just know that there's 15 or 20 of those teams that really don't have a whole lot of chance. So I think it's an apples and oranges situation. It's a great discussion point, it's a great comparison, and it's great that we can enjoy both events live in this day and age.
Yeah, let me just piggyback that on that as an American and as someone that served in the Marine Corps, and let me tell you how big this game is. You know, I worked, what they called mess duty, where, you know, scrubbing pots and pans in the military cafeteria, for lack of a better term, on Christmas Day. You know, Christmas Day we get no love, but 6 weeks later they're playing the Super Bowl, and I'm stationed in Okinawa, Japan, where the game actually kicks off at like 8 a.m. on Monday morning. And you know what the Department of Defense does? Because they're such nice people, is they allow everybody to take the time off except for key personnel to watch this game on a Monday morning and report for duty. I believe it was an hour after the conclusion of the game. Even when we were in the field, North Carolina, for School of Infantry training, they rolled an F-150 out, set up set up one of those projection screen TVs, and threw an antenna on it and made sure that the military personnel could watch the Super Bowl. And they always check in during the game with, when we're involved in skirmishes overseas with the personnel overseas. And, you know, we appreciate them, and they appreciate this game, not only the NFL game itself, but the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that's a great comment, Jeff. And it's great to know that the military do recognize that people serving, apart from doing the great job that they do have a life outside of the military and do have some hobbies and are able to watch it. Just out of curiosity, do they do the same thing for the World Series and the NBA Finals, or is the Super Bowl a step above the other two sports in that regard?
Oh, the Super Bowl is definitely a few notches above. I don't even remember watching an NBA game the entire time that I was deployed in the Marine Corps. So, I mean, that should tell you something.
Yeah, sure.
John, let me ask you this, John. You know, you're kind of in a different position. You guys have your own brand of football, and then there's this American football. So my question is because you have Canadian football and then you have this the NFL, is it as big to you or is it not? I mean, are people crazy about the NFL or are they not crazy about the NFL in Canada?
It's kind of a gap thing, Andy. The Canadian Football League is a very entertaining league, and you know, frankly, I think it's a better game. I'd love to see the Canadian game played with the U.S. athletes. I think that would just be a real entertaining game. In terms of a game to watch, I prefer to watch a game of Canadian football, but I recognize that the real athletes and the pomp and the circumstance are all with the NFL, and certainly the marketing, and it's a much bigger league. The Canadian Football League has nine teams, and a couple of them are community-owned, very much like the Green Bay Packers. It's not a game that does well in the big cities. Toronto, being Canada's biggest city, has a pretty good team in the Toronto Argonauts, but people just don't support them. So it's very much a different game, and I find here that a lot of the keen sports fans are NFL fans as well. The seasons do overlap a little bit. The Canadian season starts around the 1st of July, and the Grey Cup game, which is our Super Bowl, is usually around the end of November. So there is that little bit of an overlap there. Huge number of NFL fans here, especially with Buffalo being an hour and a half drive away. A lot of people in Toronto drive to Buffalo, hold Buffalo Bills season tickets, and, of course, all the games are available on television. So, yeah, there's a huge NFL base here, but it seems that you either love the NFL here or you can't stand watching it. You don't find too many people that are in between, or you find those people that are in between, like myself, that will sit down and start watching the NFL once the postseason starts. I generally don't watch too much NFL football. I might watch the odd Monday night game or half of that game or half of the Sunday night game, but generally I don't sit down and start watching it seriously until the playoffs start. So I'm probably in the middle in terms of how I feel about the NFL. Lots of people, they're avid fans.
You know, the CFL feels to me a little bit like the Americans' attempt at soccer with MLS. It's a good try, and you might have a little bit of a local fan base, but it's never really going to move the needle on a global basis.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Jeff. And you could count on one hand the number of people or players that were stars in the CFL or good players in the CFL that went on to make a name for themselves in the NFL. I guess the biggest name that did that would be Warren Moon, who had some wonderful years with the Edmonton Eskimos before he went to the NFL with Houston. And Joe Theismann had some great years here. But other than that, there's been very few players that have starred in both leagues. And again, it's because the game is so different. The athletes are smaller. The field is wider. There's only three downs. 10 or 12 major differences. Great game to watch, but certainly not the athletic capabilities that the Americans have in the NFL.
Hey, John, appreciate it. Always, we got to run, but great job. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
You betcha. Next week's Super Bowl Sunday, so I guess we'll be looking for predictions. Finally, the big game will be here.
Absolutely. John Poulter, a professor of sports, showing us his versatility lately. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
I spent months searching the world over for the very best Nashville hot chicken recipe. Then I found it in the last place I ever expected, Nashville. KFC's new Nashville hot chicken. Crispy, hand-prepared chicken with a legendary blend of spicy and smoky flavor. You know, in hindsight, but I probably should have just started in Nashville. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting and building this treasure. Please check out sportsbyline.com/funding and watch the video. In appreciation for your help, we'll send you a special commemorative collection of interviews. Also, tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve and grow the library for today's sports fans and those in the future. That's sportsbyline.com/funding, and thanks for your help.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can join us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. A lot happening in the sports world. In case you didn't know, in case you don't, if you don't care, I actually do care about this, so I'm going to let you know. Novak Djokovic crushes it once again at the Australian Open. The guy is unbelievable. The guy is unbeatable, if you ask me. I believe that's his sixth now, and just keeps on racking him up. I think this guy is going to be the best when it's all said and done. I really do. I've seen a lot of greats. McEnroe, Borg, Connors, Lendl, you name it. I've seen them all. This guy is better than those guys. Flat out better than those guys. And technology has a lot to do with it. But speaking of technology, we're going to hook up with Shane Koenig. Talk. Going on in the sports world. Shane, good morning, man. How are you?
Thank you up, Shane. So, Super Bowl, man. It's a big deal. Oh, there he is.
There he is. Shane, how are you, man? What's going on, brother?
I'm good. How are you guys?
No complaints, man. Look, I want to start this out in a little way where we're just going to go around sports and stuff like that. But
yeah.
First, I kind of want to hit on the Denver Broncos with you a little bit because I know you're in Denver, Colorado. And yeah. I kind of want to get the feel for how people are feeling about their team going to be in the Super Bowl, man. What's the atmosphere like?
It's interesting. From the time when Elway was in the Super Bowl to however many times he was unsuccessful to back-to-back Super Bowl wins to fighting through with Jay Cutler and Jake Plummer and Tim Tebow and then finally getting Manning here and getting smoked in the Super Bowl by the Seahawks, it's almost like a cautious optimism. I was thinking about this the other day. And going to write about it on morethanafan.net about the shoe is on the – I feel like the shoe's on the other foot compared to the last time they were in the Super Bowl. You know, they were in the Super Bowl. They were not the number one defense. They played against the number one defense, and everybody picked the Broncos to win it because they thought Peyton Manning can pick apart that defense at any time he wants to, and the total opposite happened. And now that they're in the Super Bowl, they have the number one defense. Peyton Manning is not the same player he was when they were last in it. And I think there's a optimism of, well, now we have the number one defense. We know what the number one defense can do last time that we were in the Super Bowl. And they kind of, the whole city's kind of relishing the fact that it's an underdog in this game.
Does it almost become old hat, Shane, with the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl? I had a friend over my house yesterday, a good friend of mine. He's a Denver Broncos fan, but he was born in 1983. So he doesn't remember that first run of Elway Super Bowl. So he's like, yeah, this is like our sixth Super Bowl. You know, and a lot of people in Denver, you know, a lot of people even involved with the Denver Broncos forget about the Craig Morton loss to the Cowboys in the, I believe it was in the late 70s or early 80s. And that just gets kind of forgotten. But, you know, I'm from Cleveland. You know, obviously we're one of the few markets that has never even reached the big game. Is there almost something being taken for granted amongst Bronco fans when you look at this team in the big game, or do they treat every Super Bowl like it's the biggest thing in the world?
I think that they, you know what the saying is, you know, success can be your biggest enemy. I think that people in this town expect the playoffs at worst. At the worst possible, it would be that you're in the playoffs. Second, you know, best thing is to win your division. And they expect you to get to the Super Bowl. And I think that the city expects that, and the team with changes they made with their current structure with John Fox and then Gary Kubiak, but most importantly, John Elway, they have pointed to that as well. They understand that that success is expected and that they will strive for the Super Bowl every single year. Even when, I mean, in this town, it's an interesting dynamic when Peyton Manning is number one, but he struggles and people talk shows in this town and even people I call should have never gotten rid of Tim Tebow, which is such a joke. But at the same time, he got them into the playoffs and won a game. So, I mean, even that expectation, when you have somebody that's not even in the league anymore, not even considered a viable quarterback option, gets your team into the playoffs and wins, that expectation is there every year. There's no question about it. So I would say it is old hat.
No, I think you just helped me make a really good segue here. Speaking of Tim Tebow and getting rid of people, well, the Cleveland Cavaliers got rid of David Blatt last week, and looks like Tyronn Lue has come in and been pretty solid. They've gotten off to a really good week with him at the helm, but at the end of the day, is he going to be the difference maker to you for the Cleveland Cavaliers winning an NBA championship?
I think that this week is always a good start. I mean, they have a big win against San Antonio. They came back after a pretty demeaning loss against Golden State, and Tyronn Lue wants to take advantage of their three best players who play better in transition when moving down the floor. I just don't see that team playing that style of offense throughout the playoffs and having success. So that's my skepticism. I think that the answer to winning the East might be Tyronn Lue. I don't think that the answer to winning the whole thing is Tyronn Lue. I think that there's going to be teams, whether it be San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Golden State, even Chicago in the East, even Toronto in the East, that will run an offense and force them to grind it to a halt. And that's where David Blatt's offense, the Princeton-style offense, was successful, was in a time when you're going to grind the ball down, you're going to slow it down, you're going to play that playoff style of basketball. Playing that offense and playing it proficiently was going to lead to wins in the playoffs, and I'm not sure that I'm skeptical about it. I'm not saying it can't be done. Golden State ran everybody in the whole NBA off the floor last year, so it definitely can be done. I'm just not sure that switching gears in the middle of the season is going to make you as proficient as you need to be at running that offense in the playoffs.
Hey, quick follow-up to that. Which would be the better matchup? I mean, I guess we're kind of saying that Cleveland is the best team in the East, and we're expecting them to get out of the East. Again, there's a lot that could happen. LeBron James could get hurt. You know, a lot of things could happen. We're not saying they will. But under the circumstances of what you just said, what would be the best matchup for Cleveland if they are to get to the NBA Finals?
I think they want Oklahoma City to win the whole thing, to win the whole West. I don't think it's going to happen, but that would be their best option, because then it would be LeBron and Durant and then Kyrie and Westbrook. You're making their best players work on the other end of the floor, and Serge Ibaka is a non-factor anymore. I guess you could bring Enes Kanter off the bench and hope for an offensive spark, but he also plays terrible defensively matched up against Kevin Love. So you would have two offensive centers or power forwards that would be matched up against each other. So, I mean, if we're saying that Oklahoma City is in that mix, and I mean, they're playing very well right now, and the offensive philosophy of Billy Donovan with ball movement, if it really takes shape, it can definitely expand that team out. But that's their hope. I think San Antonio would be number two. They proved that last night. I think when you're playing against Kawhi Leonard and no Tim Duncan on the back line, they ran them off the floor. They wanted to. That's their goal. They want to. If you don't have your center, who is an all-time defensive player, great defensive player, all-time great on the defensive end, on the floor, they want to get to the rim and run you off the floor. It's still the same old. I mean, their offense is different, but the San Antonio Spurs, it's still the same. Athleticism and pushing the ball is going to be the way that you beat them. they want to grind it down, and they want to run if they can, but if not, they're going to run their offense flawlessly and try to beat you there. And then I think Golden State is their worst matchup. I think that Draymond Green and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson provide so many mismatches, and their depth is so strong that they would just circle people through on the defensive end against LeBron, and they have an answer for Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. So I think that's the worst matchup for them. I think Chicago in the East is going to be interesting, though. I think with Noah being out and them, they have to get Mirotić healthy, but I think with their offense coming about and realizing that Pau Gasol needs to be a central part of that, I think they're going to be a really interesting matchup. I think they're going to be all up to form, not beat up like they normally are with Tom Thibodeau. I think they're going to be healthy going into the playoffs, and I think they're going to be a really tough out for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Given their record, this is a little out of line and almost insulting to ask, but a couple of blowout wins to the top, you know, the top two teams, of course, on the road. They're still 25-0 at home, but you know, San Antonio, eventually they're going to have to learn how to play all the time without Tim Duncan. Is there reason for concern with the way that San Antonio's roster is made up and the way that they've played against the top teams in the league over the last couple of weeks?
You always want to, when you look at it like a normal, through the normal prism or the normal glasses of everyday NBA teams, you would say, yeah, you know, there's cause for concern and there's issues, and if I don't see them doing X, Y, and Z in the playoffs, but isn't that kind of the San Antonio way? Like, the regular season is the preseason. They, with all their struggles and with all of their issues against the best teams, they're still number two. I think that they're always, when we talk about the best teams and who they're playing against, I think that we're talking about their struggles against Golden State, whom everybody is struggling with, and maybe Oklahoma City, but then also the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think that they're – it makes you want to say yes, but at the same time, it's like I've been down this road before. You know what
that's
I mean? Like
the voice – sorry about that. Go ahead, Shane. Finish up.
No, that's okay. It's just Craig Popovich always has some type of solution, and especially with the idea that LaMarcus Aldridge is a – top 10, 15 player last year, and no one's even talking about him. And it feels like he's just going to be let go in the playoffs. Like, here, you know our offense. Let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah, no doubt. That's the voice of Shane Koenig joining us from morethanafan.net here on Dorf on Sports. Hey, let me ask you this before we get out of here. All-Star game, the voting, obviously the starters is by the fans and whatnot. How do you feel about Kobe Bryant starting that game?
Well, my feeling on Kobe Bryant, period, is I think that he is an incredible player, but he's an acquired taste. So I haven't acquired that taste quite yet. And since he's leaving the league, I guess I won't acquire it. But, I mean, it's an exhibition. And there are so many situations throughout, even in the NHL this year with John Scott and with Yao Ming. I mean, Yao Ming was an all-star every year he was in the NBA, and at the end of his career, or even at the beginning of his career, he was a shell of the player he could be with his foot injuries. And I think that if you want to generate fan interest on an exhibition game that ends 140 to 150 with dunks and running up and down the floor and the same entertainment value as an and-one basketball game, You gotta have what the fans want, and they want to see Kobe Bryant playing in that game, and they want to see him against the best again, and give him a quick hurrah on his way out. I mean, Magic Johnson came back after being out of the league into the All-Star game, and that's a ceremonial, you know, thank you to his career. So I really don't have a problem with it. I have a little bias where I'm not the biggest fan of Kobe, so I'll set that aside and say, you know, it's, there's a precedent been set in All-Star games that it's an exhibition for the fans, and that's the reason they get to vote.
Hey, Shane, appreciate it as always. Look forward to talking to you next week, brother.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Shane Koenig from morethanafan.net joining us as he does each and every week for now, anyways, and we love having him, to be honest with you. So keep it close. One final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty here. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us from morethanafan.net, breaking down the sports world for us, a little football, a little basketball. And then we got to thank our professor of sports, John Poulter, for joining us, breaking down the same thing, the world of sports for us. I mean, it's Super Bowl is 1 week away. We're talking a lot about that, obviously, and just other things that are happening in the sports world. But, hey, Jeff, I just wanted to tell you about this or ask you about this before we take a pause for hour number two. Golden State Warriors, 43-4 right now. Will they break the record, yes or no?
I'm beginning to believe there's a chance. I mean, I still side towards no, because then, you know, there's a lot of chaos that can happen. But they're at a good pace right now. I think that I said that they had to be at 57-7 going down the stretch to have a legitimate shot at it, because, you know, that gives you a 3-game buffer. But hey, you know what? They're finding, you know, there's nobody that can beat them. I mean, there's nobody that's their kryptonite right now. They lose on back-to-backs. They lose at the end of long road trips. So I think it's certainly possible. I think that they're definitely going for it. So it'll be interesting to see if it happens.
And I think it's cool that they are going for it. I guess that's my point is, you know, you're not seeing this team take nights off like San Antonio does, to be honest with you, man. You know, Popovich still plays his little games and has those guys sitting out here and there, Timmy Duncan and whatnot. So, truth be told, there's a lot to be said for the way that the Golden State Warriors are going about their business, to me anyways.
Do they have to get to 73, or is 72 going to be notable enough?
We'll have to discuss it in the hour coming ahead. But Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number two on the horizon. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.